From ABC News, I'm Todd Ant. The president of the International Monetary Fund is due to be arraigned in Manhattan Criminal Court today.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, WNN, where you can join Peter Leonard every Thursday at 6, live from Oceans 234 on Deerfield Beach for the Food for Thought radio show, food trends, restaurant news, and so much more. See Food for Thought on Facebook.
AM 1470, WNN, is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
All right. Well, let's welcome you to another day here at Rockers in Recovery. And my name is John Hollis, and we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And, of course, we want to let you know there's lots of things going on. The first thing that is going on that's going to be coming up here rapidly on May 28th, we are having a small little shindig down here. A couple of thousand people are going to show up over at the First Steps Sober House, and that's May 28th. And Ricky Bird, formerly a Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and the New York City Hit Squad, will be in town along with Chasm Sultan. We're looking forward to those guys coming to town. Five other bands are going to be there. We're going to be jamming out all day. And, of course, we're looking forward to that. This coming Saturday, by the way, at the TD Bank Amphitheater in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, Soberstock. It's going to be a great time had by all. Tune in tonight at 9:30. We are on the air. Rockers in Recovery is the name of this radio show. And we are on for 5 hours, 7 to midnight tonight. We're going to have on, of course, David from Soberstock. We have our guest, who is, of course, Chris Anderson in the first hour. We got Chasm Sultan in the second hour. We got Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos in the third hour. So we're rocking out here tonight. We're going to have a great lineup. We're looking forward to lots of folks being on with us and sharing their story, sharing their message, and sharing their music, because you know something, it's all about the music. And it's all about the message of hope. And if we get to carry a message of hope today, we get to be able to let people know that, hey, listen, we're not a glum lot. We can be educated on addiction. We can be, of course, thorough in all of our work. But most importantly, we have to understand that, you know, we can have fun along the way, too. And this is about talking about those issues. You know, it's talking about the changes that take place in early recovery right up until wherever you're at in your recovery. Change is inevitable. It's always going to take place, and how are we going to handle it? So what we're going to do is, first, we're going to play one of course, Chris's songs. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Chris Anderson about his music, where he came from, how we got to where he's at, and we'll do that right after this song.
I'm a come tonight. If you said stop for so
That's Chris Anderson, and of course, Chris has been the lead trumpet for Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes for over a decade. Along with the Jukehorns, he's played with the Allman Brothers, Little Feat, and Bruce Springsteen. He was the trumpet player for Donald Fagen's New York Rock and Soul Review, and is featured on his CD Live at the Beacon. A renowned Latin player, Chris recorded and toured with legends Ray Barreto, and of course, Celia Cruz, and some of the other credits are, of course, Mark Anthony, Michael Bolton, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Benny King, and he's been around the block. And of course, Chris is a great guy. I met him up when I was in New York hanging out at a New York City Hit Squad show, and what a night it was, and we had some great music and some great fun. And I got to tell you, they blew us right out of the place. It was beautiful and beautiful music. And let's go to the phone and get Chris on. And of course, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, John.
And listen, man, that was some great stuff you had going on there with Southside.
Yeah, that's the new CD, and it sounds good. Even sitting here listening to it through the phone, I like that cut.
Yeah,
ultimately the message is positive too.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I like it.
Chris, we're talking about positive messages, and we've all been through the ringer in one way or another. Some people have gone through it emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and I'm sure that you've had your taxations with your bottoms, and it got you to a new place in your life. What got you into the music arena to begin with? Before you even went through the trials and tribulations of your life, what made you say, okay, something, I want to play the trumpet?
Well, I I'm 54 years old. Just to say it, I've been sober 17 years, and without being sober, my life the way it is right now would not be possible. There's no doubt about that. But my parents were not musicians. They were involved with theater. My mom, when I was born, was still an actress. She became a school teacher. My dad had been involved with theater, was involved with many different businesses around theater, and ended up being in advertising. He was an alcoholic for my entire childhood. But performing and the arts were always, they were always part of my household. Music was a big thing in my school, and it was a cool thing to do. So I just kind of started it as a kid, would start playing trumpet, and it was where I wanted to hang out when I was in the school. And then the more I did it, the more it gave me a spiritual, without even thinking about the term spiritual, but gave me something inside of me that I wasn't getting anywhere else. And though I was very insecure about my abilities as a musician, I was so attracted to it that I didn't have any choice really but to try to do it.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up because, you know, even way back in my life, you know, I grew up in a family filled with musicians, and one of the things that I always found, even though I wasn't, you know, one of the things I found was from the music, I got a spiritual uplift.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and to this day, I mean, for me, playing with other musicians, being in a band where everyone is doing individual things, but it is it's a group collective. You know, the statement, the sum is greater than the parts.
Mm.
In music, that's an amazing thing when people are playing together and you're really listening to the other person next to you rather than yourself. You know, you could say it's spiritual in the same way of getting out of yourself, getting out of your head. Music can take you to that place where you're not so consumed with your own thoughts. And when you're playing music, when music is best, you have no fear. Mm. You have no concern about yourself. It's just serving a higher purpose, I think. And in that way, it's very spiritual.
I love when you look at that overtone that you have with your life today, because I'm sure that you didn't realize it then, but you know today that when you plug in, part of spiritually plugging in is doing the things that make you feel good spiritually, correct?
Yes.
So when you step up onto a stage and you get to spend an hour or 2 hours or 2.5 hours on that stage and you get to just flow with time, it's an amazing thing for you to be able to carry. Now you get to be able to carry that spiritual feeling to other people in a positive way.
Absolutely. I mean, I've always, even when I was drinking and drugging, I always felt like what I did in my life was on the good side.
Mm.
That you know, playing music is something that is it's on the positive side of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the negative, it's not just to make a buck or to take a buck away from somebody else. It's to give something to people, and you know, that's a great gift to be able to do that. It's a great gift to be able to make a living doing that. Without making money from it, music is an incredible gift.
And when you finally broke, you know, and you broke into the industry, how did you break into the industry? I mean, was it something that just happened? Was it like one of those fate things, or?
I had been when I was in high school, I played a lot of classical trumpet, and my life was not involved with classical music except as a player. I listened to rock and jazz, but I was playing a lot of classical music, and I got into Manhattan School of Music in New York, and I came into New York and started going to that conservatory, after my first year there, I was very aware that I didn't want to play classical music. And I kind of changed the way I was playing, and I started playing Latin music, which, you know, for rock and rollers, you know, you want to play guitar. In Latin music, you want to play trumpet. It's great, you know, you carry the ball in a great, in a lot of ways in Latin. And I had no connection to it before I started playing it. And I was, it after about 6 months of doing it, I really loved it. I loved going to the nightclubs. I loved playing in the bands. I loved the music. I loved the drugs. I loved the late nights, the drinking, the entire thing worked for me. So, and I played with a lot of great musicians, and I spent almost 10 years playing Latin music.
We down here in South Florida, we know a little bit about Latin music.
I'm sorry, say it again?
I said down here in South Florida, we know a little bit about Latin music.
I spent many, many nights in Miami playing. I mean, as you said, I played with Ray Barreto, with Hector Lavoe, who is very renowned in the Latin history. You know, he was an incredible artist, very spiritual artist, who was also a junkie, wanted to be a gangster, and he was known as the king of punctuality, because he never showed up to a gig on time, and everybody knew that he was a complete screw up, but they loved him anyway, and he was really wonderful to play for, as a, on a musical side, on a personal side, it was not so good, because he attracted a lot of really dangerous people and put me in a lot of weird places. But musically, it was wonderful. And so I did that almost for 10 years. And then I decided that in order to change my life and get cleaner, not that I wanted to stop, I would stop playing Latin music, and then I'd do more rock and R&B. That was going to be my way. As people who are tell their stories about getting sober, there's many twists before you actually decide, wait a minute, I can't do this anymore. One of my twists was that I was going to, rock and roll was going to help me stay away from cocaine.
It's almost like a musical geographical.
Yeah, it was pretty. It's looking back, it was pretty silly of me at the time. But I did kind of change musically where I was in the mid '80s, and I played a show in New York called Beehive for a couple of years, and I started doing more. That's when I subbed on Blood, Sweat, and Tears some, and started playing with Benny King, so I kind of changed where I was, but I was still playing with Hector Lavoe, and I was still going to Europe every so often with Ray Barreto. So my Latin connections were still there as well.
So do you find that during that time period, like, you know, and a change started to occur for you, when you finally went, like, totally into the rock and roll scene, I'm sure you found yourself at times, you know, during that time period of the insanity, because the insanity is raging. So it just sounded like you're on like two or three continents at least. You know, you're going through all of your insanity. You're raging, so to speak. Did you find yourself at any time saying to yourself, you know something, I just want to crawl into a hole and I don't ever want to have to deal with this again. I just want to walk away from everything.
For myself, it was... I think it was a very slow awakening. I think I always knew, especially coming, seeing my father, who was an alcoholic, and knowing that he was a bad drunk. I knew that I had a problem, but it took a long, long time for me to realize that I could not control my problem. You know, I got sober in 1993, and I would say that the last 5 years of my drinking and drugging were when it started to gradually, I gradually became aware that it was ruining my life. But even up until a year before, when my wife moved out, I had played the New York Rock and Soul Review at the Beacon with Donald Fagen, and then the next year they went on tour, and I was not asked to do it. Looking back, whether it was related to my drinking and drugging, I suspect it was, but I never heard that. I never heard that I didn't do a good job, but it hurt a lot not to get that tour. And my life seemed to be getting smaller and smaller. My wife moved out. She decided that she'd had enough. And so after she moved out, I decided that maybe I needed to talk to somebody about it. And I went to a marriage counselor, sent me to a therapist. And one of the first things I said to the therapist was, I don't want to talk about my drinking. That is not what I want to deal with. And he was fine. Okay. And so I did a lot of therapy with him. He got me working on other issues, and he would bring up my drinking and drugging occasionally. But it wasn't until September of that year when I went to Israel with Ray Barreto, and I could not control my drinking. I could not, even when my reputation, when my job, when all those things that were so important to me, when they were on the line, I still was not able to control it. And I came back from that and told that to my therapist, and he said, well, I know you don't want to deal with this, but I think the only assignment I have for you this week is that you need to go to an AA meeting. And I went, and he said, you have to call Intergroup first, and they'll tell you where a meeting is. And I called, and on the phone, the person said, and my therapist said, they'll tell you what to do. And the person on the phone said, the only thing you are asked to do is that when they ask if there are any new people here, you should put your hand up. So I sat in that meeting. I hated it. I could not stand being there. But when it came time to put your hand up, I put my hand up, and I figured, okay, now I've done my time and I can leave. And I left before the meeting was over, and as I was going out, somebody at the door gave me a packet with some literature in it, and I took it, and I went home, and one of the books there was a book called Staying Sober. And it was not really an AA, especially an AA book, but it was How You Can Stay Sober. And I read that book that night, and one of the things I never forget that book said was, lack of sleep never killed anybody. Because, you know, there was no way I was sleeping that night. It's the first night I didn't drink, and I didn't drink that night. And the next day I went to a different meeting, and I sat in that meeting, and I heard somebody tell a story that was exactly my feeling, but different facts. And I went to a meeting for every day for the next year. And I've been sober since then. I never have had a slip.
It's amazing stuff, man.
One
of the things that I wanted to just talk about is that two things. As you're telling your story, one of the things that I'm picking up is that there are no coincidences. There's God situations. And, you know, it happened for you when it was supposed to happen for you. The other thing is that, you know, when you're reading the book that you were reading and you're going through all the things that you're going through, it's almost like, you know, when somebody's talking to you, I don't know what your belief systems are and a higher power and all that, but, you know, I know for me when I start to see things like that, there's no coincidences for me anymore. I feel that either, you know, God speaks through people to me, and he definitely points things out to me as I'm reading, and things jump off the page at me. That stuff didn't happen when I was using.
Yeah, absolutely. I have very, very unfocused, I wouldn't say conflicted, but I do not have a strong feeling about what higher power is, what God is.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that when I am not in my head and I ask for help, that help is there. I know that we are all connected. that's how I touch my higher power, is that I know that there is something besides my own perception of reality. And many people that I talk to can easily grasp it as a specific concept of God. Mine is much more amorphous than that, but I have no doubt that we are not alone, and that we are connected, and that's how I think of as my spiritual connection.
Chris, we're going to ask you to, of course, we're speaking, if you're just tuning in with us on WNN 1470 AM, we're speaking with Chris Anderson. He's been the lead trumpet player for Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes for over a decade. And, of course, we are going to ask you, Chris, to hang out for us. We're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to play that Southside cut again, and we're going to come back in, talk to you some more. And then we have one more song we want to play for everybody. It's an instrumental. I checked it out, actually, this morning. I was in the back with a cup of coffee, kicking back, listening to it. It was great stuff. So we'll be out on a commercial break. Come back with Chris Anderson, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes.
The divinity is on the cross. The never-ending games and days of change and loss. Got to keep the unit on the power.
Let me tell someone you know have an addiction problem. Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Center specializes in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again, Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
When it comes to taking the proper supplements, it's all about absorption. MultiLife from Enzyme Labs provides not only vitamins, but also 43 nutrients and over 70 trace minerals, all in a proprietary live enzyme blend. MultiLife also has a special formula to support brain focus, similar to those found in well-known brands, but at half the price. Vitamins without live enzymes can't be absorbed by the body. MultiLife's proprietary live enzyme blend guarantees improved digestion and the best absorption of vital nutrients to every cell in your body. Switch today and your first month is free. Just pay the cost of shipping and handling, only $5.95. MultiLife, top quality ingredients, the best formula, focus factor, the right combination, and maximum absorption. Call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. Or go online to Tanitrol.com. That's Tanitrol.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose any disease.
Good stuff. Of course, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, and we got the Juke trumpet player, lead trumpet player, Chris Anderson with us. Chris, welcome back to the show, and great, great, great music, man. And, you know, I've been watching and following the Jukes since I was about 12 years old. I remember seeing Southside and the Asbury Jukes at the zoo in Philadelphia when I was a young kid, and I have not been able to catch them over the last 10 years that you've been with them, but I can tell you that I've listened to some of the tunes that you guys have produced, and it's just been incredible, incredible work that you guys have been doing over the last 10 years. And
one of the great things about playing with the Jukes is that I've been with them for 14 years now, and I can honestly say we've never played the same show twice. The great thing about Johnny is that he truly wants it to be a spontaneous expression between the audience and the band, and the band is full of guys who are aware that Johnny could call a tune, and we have a set list, but we never follow it. And beyond the set list that he doesn't follow, he he's liable to call any tune from anywhere that half the band or even more doesn't even know, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care if there's mistakes. He wants it to be a creative experience. And I mean, I think that's why we're able to still work, because the fans who follow the band may come to 50 shows a year,
yeah,
or 40 shows a year, because they know it's going to be different every time. They're never going to hear him do the same rap at two shows, because that's just not how he's programmed. So.
You know, it was mainly, you're absolutely right, because when I was, you know, actually following the Asbury Jukes all the way through the 80s and into the early 90s, I got to tell you that you're absolutely right. There was never a show. I don't care if you're at the Chestnut Cabaret, or if you were on a pier down in Atlantic City, or you were in around at Valley Forge, because these were the places that I was seeing them at. It was just like every time it was different. It was a different experience, different mood, different feeling, but it was always uplifting and off the chain.
Yeah, I enjoy it very much, I got to say. And he's a fascinating guy, you know, super smart and very creative. And sometimes he'll drive the truck into a wall. But you know, you gotta appreciate the fact that he's willing to take the chance, and that's what makes it fun as a musician.
You know, saying that, and you also, I'm sure there's that understanding that, you know, creatively, you know, you all work together well, or else you would have been there for 14 years.
Right.
So when you start to look at your creativity now that you're clean and sober, do you think it's better now that you've gotten clean, or do you think, you know, that you were creative in your own way then and it's just a different creativity today, or where are you at with that?
Well, I would say that one of the things that's certainly true about when I was, beyond the fact that I drank and drugged because it was fun to a point, but I used it as medicine. I used it because I was very insecure about myself as a musician, as a human being, as a man, maybe as well. But certainly, you know, I was insecure with women and all this kind of normal stuff. But as a musician, I was insecure, and it was certainly I used the alcohol and drugs to make myself get to that place where I could be more fearless when I was playing. That worked sometimes. Sometimes it didn't. And I bring that up because, yes, there were times when I played really well, and I have some recordings of me playing very well when I was still drinking and drugging, sometimes sober, even though I was, you know, sometimes not drinking at the time, but still my head, I was not a sober human being. It was not real. I won't say that I did not have good nights.
Okay.
I won't say that I was not connected at times spiritually, but I have no doubt that now I am much more honest and more connected.
And pure.
To music.
And pure.
A quick story is, 2 weeks after I had gotten clean, I was playing with a band, an original band I played in New York, friends, good friends of mine, in a situation that shouldn't have been a lot of pressure. And I got to the club to play, and I knew that if I didn't drink, I wasn't going to be able to play as good as I wanted. That those anxieties I had, the demons I had, were raging, and I knew that if I didn't at least have one beer, just one beer, calm down. If I didn't do that, I wasn't going to be able to play in a good manner. And I sat quietly in the corner of the club, and I clearly remember my brain going through this, where I said to myself, if it means that you have to get high, that you have to drink in order to play, you're going to have to give up music.
Wow.
And at that moment, the compulsion to drink lifted. Now, it's come back since then at times, but I will tell you it's never been as severe as that. That was my moment. That was my moment where I was on the edge of the knife, and I decided that my sobriety was more important than my trumpet playing. And it was an incredible, I get chills saying it, because it was a moment that came out of nowhere for me, and it was amazing how it affected me, because since then I've known that even when I'm nervous, even when I'm faced with something where I feel really uncomfortable, where my face is all screwed up because I've played too much and I can't play, drinking is not the answer. That's not going to get me through. So,
you know, I was honored the night that I was able to, you know, spend a few hours listening to you guys jam out at the Indigram, and it was amazing. The New York City Hit Squad and Christine Ullman, yourself, Jeff Kazee, and Ricky Bird, and Liberty DeVito. You guys were just off the chain, man. It was a great night, man.
Well, I know Ricky, and I'm sure your listeners have heard Ricky talk. You know, Ricky got me involved with that. He had subbed in the Jukes for about a year, and we became friends, and it's great to have his sobriety around me. But he got me involved with that, and the first time I played with it, Liberty's energy, and Christine is, she's just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
But it's Ricky. Ricky's, his joyous approach really dictates that band. It's really fun. You know,
he's so funny. I mean, he's so funny, and you guys, him and Jeff together are just amazing, because Jeff feeds him and he feeds Jeff, you know, on the funny tip, because they definitely make it humorous while they're there. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Jeff's in the Jukes, and he does the same thing with Johnny. So for those of you who like humor with your music, whenever Jeff's on the stage, if he has a microphone near him, he will add to the levity, as does Ricky and as does Southside.
Yeah, they're great bands, and we have two things that we want to talk to you about. First of all, the first thing is that, what do you see in your future? I mean, anything good coming up that you want to talk to our listeners about? Some of the things you might be working on. I know there's a Firehouse thing or something that the New York City Hit Squad is going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny's schedule is pretty busy this summer.
Okay.
So I'm happy about that. I don't think we're going to be in Florida. But we're pretty busy, and that's good. And I think the horn section is in the Jukes is going to do some other things. We're going to do some recording with some other people, but nothing I can really talk about yet.
Okay.
But there are definitely some things in the works. And my friend John Isley, who I started this horn section called New York Horns.
Mm-hmm.
In 97, and we put out an EP in 99. I think you're going to play some of a cut or a whole cut later.
Yeah, actually, we're going to play it on the way out with you. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that was that kind of went crazy on the internet, 350,000 downloads. Unfortunately, it was on mp3.com. I was not paid for the downloads. They were free downloads, but it got a lot of interest. And then John went on the road with different theater groups. And I can see you met John at the NYC Hip Squad.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, actually, absolutely.
He and I are writing again. So we've recorded, we just finished one old track that we had. And I believe that the New York Horns will be posting on our website, newyorkhorns.com. We're going to be posting cut soon, within the next few weeks. So I'm happy that John and I are working together again.
That's great stuff.
We've done some nice stuff. And whatever comes down the way, as a New York trumpet player, I'm open to everything. I'm playing a graduation ceremony for NYU on Tuesday, you know, that's going to pay me a couple $100. I do whatever comes my way.
You know something, you're a great guy. You know, you're very humble. And, you know, I was really, really pleased to have you on. We had an opportunity to sit and chat for about 45 minutes. We were talking so much, we were almost late getting up on stage.
I know they were on stage. I said, wait a minute.
So, but it was a great conversation, and it was very, very, you could just see the gel that you have for not only, for your recovery, most of all, but for everything around you, very in tune with everything that's going on around you. It's great stuff. In the meantime, I definitely want to make it a point to let you know, of course, rockersinrecovery.com, we now have our own radio station there, and we're looping, of course, all kinds of music through the radio station. We got Christine Ullman up there. We got Ricky and Richie are up there. And when you get something done, it's a streamer. Let us know, and we'll play it and promote it for you. It would be great.
I'll send you. As soon as we finish the first cut, I will send it to you.
Sounds great. We'll look forward.
First guys to get it.
Well, I appreciate that, man. We really do. Because, something, again, what we're trying to do, and just like you try to do in your everyday life, you want to be of maximum service. And I'm sure that, as you go through your days, you must run into musicians. You must run into people that say, something, Chris, I know you're not using anymore. How'd you do it? You ever have those questions?
In AA, it's about anonymity, but mm-hmm. I can tell you that some great musicians who I know that I was affected by when I was using. I was affected by people who were sober. And I know that since I've been clean, though I wish, I don't go to as many meetings as I should to share it with people, which is why I'm glad I'm able to do this today. But I know that specifically, ten guys, let's say, that I had a little hand, and they looked at me and said, wait a minute, something, maybe I don't have to do this. And that's how it works. It works because you see somebody who's not in the same pain you are. And, music is a great thing, and the idea that you got into it hand in hand with drugs and alcohol does not mean that music can't stand alone. There are many musicians who played music from the very beginning, played rock and roll from the very beginning, who didn't abuse drugs and alcohol. Unfortunately, we were not in that
category.
That group. But, it works without it. It definitely works without it.
Chris, we're going to go out to another break. And, of course, when the commercials are done, we're going to play the instrumental. What is the name of that instrumental?
Miles from Chicago.
Miles from Chicago. We'll play that.
You'll hear a little bit of Miles Davis's voice that we stole from a radio broadcast talking about Charlie Parker, talking about why they didn't get paid because Charlie Parker was late.
Wow.
That's a tune an instrumental that John and I did in about 1999.
Well, we're definitely going to listen to it. We'll be back right after this message. And, of course, Miles from Chicago.
The things I did to just not feel the pain. Like drinking myself slowly down the drain.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors aren't able to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bio-nutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Lights Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio.
right. Beautiful stuff, beautiful stuff. Chris Anderson and, of course, John Isley, New York Trumpets, the New York Horns. And, of course, the New York Horns have been working together since 1997. Is that correct, Chris?
Yeah, as I say, John was on the road for longer than 5 years. So we've had a break from it, but we're recording again together, and I'm looking forward to putting something out. You know, as I say, we've pretty much finished one track. We're going to start posting tracks on our website, and I'll send you one when we finish it.
Sounds great. Sounds great. You know something, we want to thank you so much for taking your time on a Sunday night, being with us here at Rockers in Recovery, and letting our listeners know a little bit more about you, a little bit more about your music, but most importantly, that recovery is possible. Even when we, especially on days that we think that we can't make it, we can.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
If you could sum it up in a minute, what would you say to a newcomer listening tonight?
What would I say? I'd say the gifts from my sobriety are more than I could have imagined. The biggest gift that I have is that I have two kids that I can raise honestly and to the best of my ability. And that's all we can do in life is be honest and try to the best of our ability. And when we do that, when we show up, we're honest and we do the best of our ability, it's amazing what happens. And that's because of sobriety. That's because I'm not hiding behind my fears and my insecurities.
Great stuff. Great stuff. And, of course, we want to thank you again for being on. Chris Anderson, you can find him at SouthsideJohnny.com. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
SouthsideJohnny.com. You can check him out right there. And, of course, you can click on the band. And Chris's information's there. And, of course, Chris Anderson, lead trumpet player for Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. We want to thank you for being with us again tonight. And we look forward to we're going to hold it in reserve to bring you back in the future.
Cool.
Sounds
my
great.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Jeff.
Yep. All right, guys. Listen, hang tight because we have Chasm Sultan coming up. Chasm Sultan. Of course, Todd Rundgren is going to be with us. And most importantly, if you're listening tonight, we're going to be talking about the concert May 28th. It's a free concert in Pompano. Me, Chasm, Dawn Wilder, and some other folks are going to be discussing that. We'll be back.
Sure, nothing to look forward to but a long Sunday. Watch up, run out, ready to fight. Waiting for the other shoe to drop. Mama, come tonight. You can't stop the show. One last chance to try to get it right. Turn it up, let it go. Yeah, that's a mixed life work.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep, by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Hello, I'm Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru, and I invite you to connect with me every Monday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN 1470 AM Boca Raton, Florida, or blogtalkradio.com/ShiftGuru. Listen to the Creating Cafe, consider the possibilities, and let me assist you in shifting those limiting beliefs so you become the dynamic, creating individual you're intended to be.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers and Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Jason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and 4 more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773. Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. God Pillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. God Pillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit God Pillow on the World Wide Web at GodPillow.com. Free concert, Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m., featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Jason Sultan, bassist to Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger, and Celine Dion. Plus, 3 other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
All right, and we're hanging out. Another Sunday night, and we're hanging here in WNN, 1470 AM. We've got some things coming up we want to talk about. Of course, the first thing we want to talk about is this coming Saturday, Soberstock 2011, a celebration of recovery at the TD Bank Amphitheater in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Soberstock tickets are on sale for $20 each, and Pat's Music is one of the places you can pick them up. And Bensalem, you can also pick them up at the Bensalem Pizza Street Road. Go figure. Nice, huh? So in the meantime, from what I understand, they're packed. You got a lot of people going. We're going to be talking with Doug tonight at 9:30, and we will be up there broadcasting live from that event, handing out our information and hanging out. And then the following weekend, we're right back here in sunny South Florida, and we're doing our concert. And of course, that's May 28th, 2011, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 7. And of course, the band started around 1:30. We go until about 6:30, and we got food, fun, and it's all free and so is the music. So that means that you can come, you can listen to the music for free, you can come and you can eat hamburgers and hot dogs for free, you can have all of your, you know, sodas and water for free, and you can be a part of a big event all day long. We're expecting anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 people to show out, and we're looking forward to a whole lot of fun there at the First Steps Sober House at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida, and, of course, Chasm Sultan of the Todd Rundgren Band in Utopia is going to be playing bass. Ricky Bird will be playing a lead guitar, and, of course, the Road Dogs will be backing them up. We also look forward to having Dawn Wilder, who is going to be there singing also, singing some backup and doing a couple of songs. And Dawn Wilder is, of course, one of our guests tonight. We also have Chasm Sultan. And Chasm is somebody that is not a stranger to our radio show. We've been we've had Chasm on a few times. And, of course, Chasm, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm well, John. How about yourself?
Can't complain. I'm actually excited. I'm looking forward to having you come down and hang out with us and spend a couple of days and mingle and have some fun and play some music.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's actually rainy and wet and cold up here in New York, so I'm looking for a little bit of sun. I hope you can oblige me.
Well, I hope you don't bring any of that nasty stuff with you.
I hope not. I don't think I will, actually. Not on purpose. Anyway.
Well, we'll have to fly you to Chicago first and then reroute you.
Yeah, well, that'll definitely make me want to be there even more.
So what's happening in your world up there? What have you been up to? What are you doing?
Well, I'm currently working on a new record. I just finished some solo dates, and I'm getting ready to go out on a Todd tour in the middle of June. But in the meantime, I've been writing and recording a new solo project that I've been working on for the past probably 10 months, and trying to get it done. It's always slow going with me. I'm not, I don't rush my project, so mm-hmm. Little bits at a time, that's what I do.
I've seen something that you have up for January. You had something that was going on January 2011. What was that all about? You had something that was, it looked like it was pretty big going on.
In January 2011?
Yeah, this past January. It looked like
Was that with Todd?
Yeah, I think it was some type of video, or you were doing something.
Oh, yeah. I did a live webcast, my first live webcast out of Woodstock, New York, and we broadcast all over the world. And it was pretty successful. I set up in an old buddy's studio, me and two other musicians, and it was 2 hours of some great music and a lot of banter and stuff like that. And we had about maybe 300-500 subscribers, and it went really well. So well that I'm looking forward to doing the next one.
Well, you know, something that's funny, because that's what we're going to be doing at our concert. So
are you going to webcast it?
Yeah, it'll be streamed all over the world. So you guys, if you're listening tonight and you want to catch up with Chasm in South Florida, you'll be able to watch that. We'll get you an embed for your website, Chasm, so people can go there and watch it.
Absolutely, definitely. That'd be great. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to, I don't get a chance to play with Ricky as much as I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I played with Ricky was at your at the recovery fest up in Boston.
Yeah, that was matter of fact. Woody Geisman, he'll be calling in here in about 20 minutes, and he's going to be talking.
Yeah, Woody's great. He's a great guy.
Yeah, Right Turn Addiction Services up in Boston. Matter of fact, it's funny because we're all working on we're spinning the web. I call it the recovery web. And the way that the recovery web works is that we carry all of these different messages, and then we have an end result, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So here we have, of course, we had our first concert that we did in February with Rockers in Recovery, and it was Ricky and Richie Supa. And then, of course, we have yourself coming in with Ricky, and you guys are playing. And the grand finale is going to be the 12-Step Music Fest. And
that's great.
Yeah, man. So we're looking forward to having you at that also, and we had spoken to Ricky, and Ricky said that you're aboard with the 12-Step Music Fest, and we're really glad that you're going to be down there in November with us.
I'm really looking forward to it.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
And that's an especially good time to get out of New York.
You think?
Late November, middle November. You don't want to be around here.
Nah. It's November 3rd through the 6th, and I think what you're going to appreciate is it's like a sober, it's like a little mini Woodstock, but, you know, everybody's sober. And, yeah, we close off the parks to everybody. And, you know, everybody that's there is part of the 12-step program or 12-step, you know, recovery. And the good news is that, you know, you have a whole lot of fun, and there's 25 other artists there, and we all get to collaborate and hang out and have fun. It's just an interesting, let me tell you, 4 days.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, John, I get a double benefit out of this because my sponsor lives in Florida.
Ah.
And I, you know, I have the best sponsor in the whole world. And if you can't say that, then you need to find yourself another sponsor.
Nice.
So when I get down there, I get to hang. And, you know, otherwise it's just phone calls.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy to be able to get down there.
Well, when was the last time you were in sunny South Florida?
Probably maybe 2 years ago.
Wow. So,
yeah,
so
a little while.
You got, so when you got clean, when you finally said, okay, I'm done, and you gave up the old surrender flag, you came to South Florida and you got sober down here, didn't you?
I got clean in Fort Lauderdale, in Boca, actually. I was lucky enough. It was one of those really, you know, lucky drug users who got to go to a rehab. And the center was in Boca, and that was July 3rd, 1989 was my first day there. And I haven't looked back since. I still keep in touch with my counselor that helped me through that 28 days, and still talk to people from that, you know, from who I met down there at meetings. And it's just, I don't know. So I have a certain, you know, like intrinsic affinity to South Florida. And I got a lot of good buddies down there who are clean. So,
you know, one of the things that you've played with so many different people. I mean, it's amazing. You played with Todd Rundgren in Utopia, Meat Loaf, Joan Jett, Hall & Oates, Patti Smith, Patti's Mike, Mick Jagger, Celine Dion, and that's just to name a few. And the amazing, where were you at when you found, who were you playing with out of that group that you finally had to say, hey, listen, whoa, I need some time out here?
I was actually playing with Joan.
Really?
And I was playing with Joan Jett. And Ricky, I'm not going to break his anonymity, but we all know Ricky's sober. He had gotten clean a year before that. He had gotten sober a year before. And you know, I saw how his life changed over the course of a year, and it really, it's not like I just decided one day to give up. I went kicking and screaming, but I didn't want to bury my best friend, you know. What was I going to do? How was I going to survive? How was I going to live? But after a couple of weeks down there, I wound up, just falling right into it, and I've been clean ever since.
You're talking about 3 decades in the music industry, correct?
36 years. This is my 36th year in the music business.
Wow, man. That's amazing. Yeah. Now, you know, and half of, let's think about that, because half of that you've been sober for.
More than half.
Wow.
I'm celebrating 22 years this July. God willing.
Okay, so here you got the opportunity that you've surpassed the time that you were using while playing, and now you have over half of that time that you've been sober and playing. If you had to put them both in a hand and say, which one is the best one I had and I was at my best at which time, what would you say it was?
Oh, definitely. I don't want to glamorize my 20 years of addiction. I really don't. To be perfectly honest with you, I mean, I did have some fun,
mm-hmm.
you know, but at the end of the day, I always woke up cursing myself and saying, why on earth did I do this to myself? What am I doing? This is horrible. I feel horrible. I swear to God, I'll never do it again. Just get me out of this 1-6, and I promise I'll never do it. I'll never do it again. And it was just a series of you know, repeating the same mistakes, expecting different results. And so I can honestly say that being sober is far, far more productive and easy, actually. It's easier than getting loaded. You know, that was a full-time, that was a 24-hour day job.
Yeah.
You know, the only time I didn't work at it was when I was asleep.
and you were probably dreaming about it.
Yeah, probably was. When I finally did get to sleep, anyway. But no, I there's nothing I can't do sober that I enjoyed doing more while I was, you know, drunk. It was a terrible time in my life.
You know, as a teenager, looking back, you know, when I look back in your bio and your history, as a teenager, it kind of all broke out for you with Cherry Vanilla. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was the beginning. Yeah, that was the start. That was the that kind of lit my fuse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through Cherry that I managed to get myself involved in a circle of people in Manhattan, in the New York, on the New York rock music scene, that that knew of gigs that were coming up, that traveled in you know, kind of high end bands circuits. And that's where I met, I used to hang around with Mick Ronson, the guitar player from the Spiders from Mars, and Earl Flick was and still is a really, really good friend of mine, and a guy by the name of Michael Kamen, who took me under his wing. Michael was a hugely successful film scorer, did all the Lethal Weapon movies and Robin Hood and Band of Brothers, And all these people kind of took me under their wing and said, "Don't worry about it. We'll help you out. You know, you seem like a nice enough guy."
Bowie was in the mix with a lot of these people too.
Yeah, Bowie and Andy Warhol and Debbie Harry and Patti Smith and you know, a lot of people that are still around today were just emerging then, back in the early 70s.
Wow. You know, it's when you look at the history and you look at your history, you got to say to yourself, "Wow."
I'm pretty lucky. I'm a pretty lucky guy, especially considering the fact that, you know, I didn't treat it with a lot of respect in my 20s and mostly in my 20s. You know, it was just one big party, and thankfully I managed to survive it. I guess that's just the bottom line. I managed to survive that.
Over 9 releases. From 1977 to 1986 with Utopia alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was that like, the Utopia era? What was that like for you?
You know, it was the first band that I had been in that was sort of had some success and mass appeal or popularity, records on the radio and stuff like that. So I had gone from, you know, a 19-year-old living on Staten Island, New York. The furthest I'd been is New Jersey, the Jersey Shore and the Adirondack Mountains. That was it.
Nice.
Never been on a plane, never left the country, never went out of New York, New Jersey. And then I joined this band, and all of a sudden I'm traveling all over the world. I'm going to Japan. I'm playing in Europe. I'm playing at Nebworth with Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones and 10cc and, you know, all these great bands that I listened to while I was growing up. So it was, you know, it was surreal in a way. It really was. It had a totally surreal feel to it because, you know, when you're in the midst of it, you really don't have a chance to step back and look at it. You know, you're just doing what you do. But now, in my later years, I look back at that and I said, "Man, you were one lucky son of a gun," you know.
Well, yeah, I am. You know, when I look at the history, because if you go to chasmsultan.com, you will be able to see his bio, and I got to tell you, folks, it's pretty impressive, and how it's just you know, it unfolded for you, and you see that it definitely unfolded all the way through your life. Here's, and when you look at it, and I think it's that way for everybody that's in recovery, you know, once we get past that moment where we choose in, and we've chose in every day for a while after that, you look back in hindsight and you realize that, you know, God definitely had his hand on me all the way through that mess.
I'm a firm believer in it, whatever you choose to call God, you know. But there was definitely something looking out for me. Mm-hmm. Because, to be perfectly honest with you, you know, I did everything I could to stop. I mean, to stop myself from becoming successful. You know, I mean, the way that I handled myself in terms of drinking and other things, you know, I didn't treat it with a whole lot of respect in my early, when I was using. I took advantage of people and did some horrible things. But now I look back at that and I say, man, how lucky can one guy be, you know? And now it's just, I just thank my lucky stars every day and treat my life and my opportunities with the respect that they deserve.
You know, we have, sitting in the studio with us tonight, we have Dawn Wilder. And Dawn Wilder is, of course, with No Matter What Productions. And it's the 501c3 that actually is putting on, along with us, with Rockers in Recovery, putting on the event on the Keys. And she started long before I did. And I got to tell you, she's been like doing this thing for the last 4 years, and we finally started working together this year on the event. But I got to tell you, she has been amazing, and she's a great singer. And you know, one of the things that I wanted to do was introduce you guys formally on the air tonight. I'm sure we're going to be doing.
Hey, Chasm, nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
And we will look forward to you guys hanging out together, because she's going to be playing, she's going to be singing a little bit of backup with you guys.
Well, I was just going to say, you're going to be getting up there and working out with us.
That's what I hear. It's all, you know, it's just a blessing to be able to be a part of all the time. So I'm just grateful for getting to be there. And if it works out that I get on stage, it's all great.
Oh, I'm sure it'll work out fine. I'll make sure it'll happen.
There you go, baby.
I'll make sure. Even if I have to beat somebody up, I'll do it.
Nice. So not only is he a bass player, but he's the head of our security.
Well, I'm a scrapper, all right. I'm a New Yorker, you know.
Well, I too. It's so funny because, you know, I'm born and raised in New York as well, and it's, I love living down here, but I do miss my, I consider New York its own country, you know, and I feel like I'm in another country whenever I'm anywhere but New York. When I'm home, oh, yeah, I hear the accent. I just, oddly, your voice reminds me very much of Joey Ramone's. I hope you don't find offense to that.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Mean singing,
no, I'm
just talking.
Joey Ramone was a genius, you know, in his own inimitable way.
Yeah.
I never met him. I respect him and admire him greatly.
And I mean your speaking voice. I don't mean your singing voice. I'm just listening to you just reminds me of Joey so much. I'm like, wow.
As a matter of fact, I have a real quick story to tell you. There, one of the things that put the Ramones on the map, besides their first couple of records that was pretty groundbreaking, was Rock and Roll High School.
Mm.
And Utopia was approached before the Ramones to do Rock and Roll High School, and Todd said, are you kidding me? There's no way that I would ever lower myself to be the band in some teen movie. So we had to turn it down because Todd didn't want to do it, and they gave it to the Ramones.
Go figure. And look at what it did for them, huh?
Exactly. Well, that's my point, you know.
Yeah,
hey, you know what? It's just as well, because if we had become that successful, I probably would have killed myself. So it's... It worked out fine for me.
So what you're saying is God did for you what you can do for yourself.
Exactly. Whether I wanted it or not, he did it for me.
Well, listen, we're going to, of course, ask you to be a part of, you know, the upcoming things that we're doing. And I know that you're going to be here on the 28th. You're going to be with us on November gig. And we're really, really happy that you're aboard with us. And most importantly, Chasm Sultan is a human being that carries a message of hope. We've had you on a couple of different times. You got a great message, strong message of recovery, and you know you don't pull no bones about it. And we appreciate everything that you do and what you give back to this community. And we appreciate that, man.
Well, you know, it's a real pleasure for me to be talking to you, John, and I'm honored that you're having me down there, and I'm looking forward to it. And, Dawn, you better get up there and sing, or else you're going to be in big trouble.
All right. Well, you know, we have a mutual friend, too. Apparently, you know Debbie?
Oh yeah, Debbie, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, she tried to connect us a couple of years back, and you know, eventually it all comes back around. People don't realize what a small, tight-knit community that we are. It's like not even 6 degrees of separation. It's like 3 degrees of sponsorship and things like that.
I think Debbie was probably at one of the at one of the first meetings that I ever went to. She
really?
She has just a little bit more time than me, I think. I'm not sure.
Yes.
But, yeah, I love her. She's great. She's a total wacko, but she's great.
Oh, yes. You know, I that's why we get along so well.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was going to say, doesn't everybody at one time or another fall into that category?
Yeah, birds of a feather.
Absolutely, brother. Well, listen, again, thank you so much. We will see you when you get down here, and we'll look forward to having you with us May 28th. Course 450 Southwest 2nd Street at the First Step Sober House. Chasm Sultan, along with Ricky Bird, Dawn Wilder, Johnny B and the Road Dogs will be backing those guys up. We're looking forward to a great, great time had by all. Chasm, thanks for calling in tonight, brother.
Thank you very much, John, and I'll see you a couple weeks.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, bye-bye.
Good stuff. Of course, Chasm Sultan can be reached at chasmsultan.com. Check him out. And you can also download his music there and Todd's music, and you can go to toddrundgren.com also. Check out Todd's stuff. We want to go out right now to a break, play some of that Southside music that we got from Chris Anderson. And, of course, we will be back with our friend Woody Geisman right after this music.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and 4 more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773. Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard Water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard Water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Hey, hey, we're back. I'm John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. Another Sunday night on WNN 1470 AM. You know, it's Chris, it's been three lovely years that we've been doing this, and now we're at 18 hours a week, and we're all over the place. You can check us out over at rockersinrecovery.com. It's the social media site now, and you can join and hang out with us. It's formally going to be launched on May the 28th for the concert. We're going to hand out registration information and how you can register and get online. But you don't have to register. Very unique situation. You don't have to register to listen to the WRIR, which is Rockers in Recovery radio station. You can just go to the homepage, click on Listen Live, and there's a streamer that's streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, of music and past shows that we've done here. Now, all of the technical people in my life are formally putting their heads together this week. They're all going to lean into a circle, put their heads together, and figure out in their own technical way how they are going to find out how they're going to match this streamer with that streamer at the times that I'm live here. Go figure that.
Yes, it's going to be quite good.
You know, as far as the technical end is concerned, thank God for people that I know that are technically savvy. You know, I get the ideas and they get to build them, and we've really wanted to make sure that we have a great opportunity to carry a message, and we do that through, of course, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. We do it through RockersInRecovery.com now. We also do it through, of course, 25 other websites. We're now working collectively with the 12-Step Music Fest, and no matter what productions, Dawn Wilder is in the studio with us tonight. Dawn, thank you for hanging out. I know it's going to be a long, long, strange trip back to Key West for you tonight, and you taking the time to stop in here and be with us tonight was great. The 12-Step Music Fest is coming up November the 3rd through the 6th. It's 4 days of fun in South Florida. And we're looking forward to a whole lot of fun down there. But before we get there, we got a whole lot of other stuff we're doing.
My goodness.
You know, we're going to Philly this week. And then, of course, when we get back from Philly, we're going to have our concert on May 28th down here, Rockers in Recovery concert. Then we're leaving and going to Akron. And then at the end of June, I'm going up to Boston, where I am going to hang out with our friend Woody Geisman. And Woody's on the phone with us. Let's bring on Woody. Woody.
Hey, John.
What's happening, brother?
How you doing, man?
Hey, you know something? Any day above dirt's a good one.
Amen to that.
So let me ask you. You know, we're talking about our carbon footprint being all over the East Coast, and we're going to be ending up with you in June and the Del Fuego's reunion. And tell us a little bit about. I know it's June 23rd and 24th. It's at the Paradise Rock Club in Boston, Massachusetts. Tickets are $20 in advance, 25 day of the show. I know that the doors are opening from 7 p.m. Or the doors open at 7. The show starts at 8, correct?
Correct.
And people can call 617-562-8800 for ticket information. They can also go to right-turn.org for more information. Is that correct?
Yeah. Or just go to the Paradise website. Is the best thing just to click on the Del Fuego's there, and it'll take you right to ticket purchase information.
So the Del Fuego's reunion, what was it? Was it like pulling teeth to get these guys to come back together, or you know, get everybody in the same room?
You know, I don't know, man. It's like anytime we decide to do something, we kind of just jump right into it. It's just been a long time coming, you know.
Yeah,
it's been a long time coming.
When was the last time you actually played together?
Yeah, it's been over 10 years, man.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
And when you started Right Turn Addiction Services, which is a huge asset to the Massachusetts area. You know, Massachusetts was one of the hardest hit areas in the United States when it came to budgets and when it came to the new health care that your governor had put into effect. You guys got slammed up there, and a lot of people weren't getting help financially to get into treatments. Is that correct?
Yeah, they pulled out the axe and chopped up the budget big time. It's been a little crazy here in Massachusetts.
And through that, Right Turn has really been there to help people as an outpatient service, correct?
Yeah, pretty much because of the budget cuts, we developed we put together this outpatient service.
And on top of that, you know, I think a lot of this, if I'm not mistaken, Woody, you can let me know, but a lot of this, when you finally decided that you were going to choose into a program of recovery and you started to work and maintain a program of recovery, you were being inundated with people asking you questions because of your past music experience. And, you know, being in bands and, you know, being a musician, people were coming to you and asking you different things. And that's how this was all birthed, correct?
Yeah, I kind of became the go-to guy because people just didn't know where to go. They just called me up and said, "What do I do, man? I'm stuck."
Mm. Did you find that when you were getting those phone calls that you had that little thing in the back of your head saying, you know, I got to do something, I got to start something, I got to do something?
Yeah, it was like it just felt like a big, huge responsibility. But you know, at the same time, John, I mean, it's what we do, man. We wake up and we're of service to the recovering community. You know, I know you do that every day. You get up and we do whatever we're supposed to be doing. You know, in my case, it was opening up a counseling center. You know, so yeah, it just felt like a huge responsibility, but nothing that I felt like I couldn't tackle as long as you know, I just continued to do the right thing, you know.
Tell us a little bit about your radio show, because you have a radio show that airs up in Boston on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, every night at 6 o'clock on WTKK, and that's 96.9 FM, is Right Turn Radio, and it's an hour long show. We talk about addiction. We talk about, try to educate people who have questions about addiction and treatment. We try to answer questions for people who are looking for treatment.
And we also try to talk about, you know, the policies around addiction, what's going on at the, you know, the level of state and federal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and is that every night or is that Sunday nights?
That's just Sunday nights from 6 to 7 Eastern time.
I've listened to the show several times, and I got to tell you, very, very well done and very put together. And, you know, you have some co-hosts with you. Who are your co-hosts? Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, Abby Dean is the clinical director. She's a licensed clinical social worker at Right Turn, and she's my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just great, man. She's just really great. And we also have a producer, Angel Wood, who's a disc jockey on WZLX here in Boston. She's a real rock and roller, and she runs a pretty tight ship when it comes to producing our show.
You have, you know, through this show and before the show started, and I think you started the show, what, about a year ago, year and a half ago?
A year ago, July, yeah, coming up on our year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
One of the things that I have to ask you is that, you know, through before or after that, did you start producing music from Right Turn? Because I know you have a studio there, and you have jam out sessions, and you do all kinds of stuff musically there. Tell us a little bit about the music aspect of Right Turn.
Yeah, I mean, you know, throughout the week we're a counseling center, and we have therapists and psychiatrists, and but on the weekends, Right Turn converts into a performance center. We have musical performances, comedy shows, and this week we had, believe it or not, man, it was incredible. We had three magicians. Next week we have a you know, a live open mic. We have blues jams. But a lot of musical performances and comedy shows. It's kind of like a clean and sober cafe.
If you get a chance, you will not be disappointed. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You want to go and pick up the CD that Woody produced and live at Right Turn. You can go to, of course, cdbaby.com, pick it up there. You can pick it up on iTunes. You can listen to it. We actually
Amazon too, yeah.
On Amazon.com. But one of the things you can, if you want to check out some of it, you can go and listen to our streamer on rockersandrecovery.com because we've been playing a lot of that through the streamer. Now, of course, we put it on the streamer so that way you can't download it. So that way you have to go to, of course, support our friend and make sure that Right Turn Services is helped out because all of the proceeds go to helping out Right Turn Services.
Yeah, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, so you know we have to do fundraisers, and this release of this CD was just another way of us kind of trying to raise a little bit of money to make sure we keep the doors open, man, for people who need help.
Well, you know,
and the Del Fuego's concert, man. I got to tell you though. It's June 23rd and June 24th, but the June 23rd show is officially sold out.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but there are tickets left for June 24th. That's Friday night.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to being a part of that. You know, we had talked a few months ago, and Woody, if you've ever seen Woody perform, and I had the pleasure and the honor to be invited by Right Turn Services and Woody Giesman to go up to the Super Group event last October, and you know we were you know just amazed at your performance and the performance of all of the artists that were there. And if you get a chance, we were going to talk tonight a little bit about the November situation. November 3rd through the 6th, Woody Giesman is going to be in the Florida Keys hanging out with us. Right Turn Addiction Services is, of course, going to be sponsoring. They're going to be one of the sponsors of the 12-Step Music Fest. And we are, of course, looking forward to having Woody come down, do some coffee house music. He's going to sit and jam out, and he's going to play some of his music. We're going to get him up on the stage with the super group, too, and have you hanging out with us. And we're really looking forward to you coming down here. I got Dawn Wilder from No Matter What Productions, which is a 501c3 and the backbone for the last 4 years behind the 12-Step Music Fest. And Dawn, Woody, you guys are now meeting for this first time. There's your introduction.
Hey, man.
Hey, Woody.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Looking forward to coming and playing some music in November.
Absolutely. It's. I'm looking forward to it, too. It's such a great time. I wish we could do more than one a year.
It gets crazy when, I mean, you produce a lot of different things, Woody, and you're always in production of something, and you're always putting something together. And do you like getting into, I mean, you're like nonstop. I call you Motorman. You're always into something new, and I love it because it's always, you know, carrying a message in a different way. You think outside the box. You carry stuff in a way that most people wouldn't even think about carrying it. And you're doing it, and you show up. And I think, you know, if you're like me, you're probably losing a lot of hair while doing it.
Well, man, I mean, the need just keeps growing, you know. I mean, addiction doesn't take a day off, so neither do we, right? I mean, we just have to keep working at it and working at it. And, you know, as we grow, the need becomes bigger and bigger, you know. So, yeah, man, right now I'm just really thrilled to be coming to Florida to be playing some music, man, because that's one of the best one of the benefits of being clean and sober, man, is I get to play music and remember it.
Well, you know, if you're tuning in with us, of course, Woody Geisman is of the Del Fuegos. Woody is a licensed and certified addiction specialist with 16 years of experience in substance abuse field. He has a master's certificate in human services management from Suffolk University and a bachelor's degree in human services from the University of Massachusetts Boston, correct?
Correct.
And
I just recently became a board registered interventionist as well.
Wow. Wow. So, and how's that? I mean, how's that work for you? I mean, when you go out on an intervention, and I'm sure, matter of fact, I called you last time I spoke to you. You were in Atlanta getting ready to get on a plane and go do an intervention.
Yeah, you know, it keeps me busy, man. It does keep me busy.
What's the experience like when you have to sit there and you have to, you know, explain to the family before you go do the intervention that, you know, they all have to be in agreement? That must like get a little crazy from time to time.
Well, you know, man, I think that, you know, the most rewarding piece, John, is that, you know, we know that addiction affects so many people, but we know that it also affects the family members. So I get a lot out of, you know, it's a great reward helping the family heal, you know, and helping the family, you know, approach their loved one and get them into treatment, get them the help that they need, whatever that is, you know. So, I, you know, it's very rewarding.
I am so pleased. You know, I was talking with a friend of yours the other day, a lady named Lisa Clark. And
Lisa.
And I was out at lunch with Lisa Clark, Jack's Hamburgers, her new stomping ground. She had never known it before, so now she's eating Jack's Hamburgers by the dozen. And, of course, Lisa and me your name came up in conversation, and you are very much known in the community, and people love who you are and what you do. And Right Turn Addiction Services, if you are tuned in with us tonight on the streamers and you're in the Boston or Massachusetts area, or if you're dealing with issues of any type anywhere in the country, you can go to RightTurn.org. It's right-turn.org. You can go there and you can call over at the center and they can help you and place you anywhere in the country. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Or if you're in town and you're looking for a place, come on by and come to a meeting, you know?
It's beautiful, man. And, you know, in the Del Fuego situation, let's talk about that for just a couple of minutes. What is the outline for that night? What are you planning on doing? You're going to open up at 8 o'clock. You planning on playing an hour, 2 hours? What do you think? Or is it just going to go until you guys are done?
But we have some opening talent there before us at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So we'll be hitting the stage about 9 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, there's going to be some surprises. you know, I don't want to give it all away, but... It's, you know, we'll be on the stage for a good couple of hours. Trust me, it's going to be a good rock and roll show.
And I have to ask you, I asked you the last time I had you on, so I'm going to ask you, are you doing anything in October?
You mean with the supergroup?
Yes.
Oh, we're still working on that. We've still working towards announcing the supergroup lineup for the year.
Well, you know something, we're looking forward to, you know, having the opportunity to be back up there again this year with you. And, of course, this year, we know for sure that we're going to see you in November. And we, of course, myself and Vaughn want to thank you and Right Turn Services for, of course, being a part of the 12-Step Music Fest. And most importantly, we want to see you come down. You're bringing your family, your wife, and your child, correct?
I am, yeah.
It's going to be a kind of a fun experience because they have, for the kids, they have painting and they have face painting and all kinds of great stuff, and they have a lot of fun. They do drawings and beads, and last year they were doing tie-dyed shirts. I mean, it was just off the chain. It was really, really cool.
Sounds like a great time, man. And it's fun in the sun, man.
Yeah,
bringing the family, a lot of good music. Ricky Bird's going to be there, right?
Correct. We got this is what we have for the band so far. We have, the, of course, Ricky Bird and the Rockers in Recovery band, the Recovery Rockers, as they're being called now. It's going to be Ricky, and you're going to also have Liberty DeVito. You have
nice.
Christine Allman.
Wow.
You have Kazem Sultan.
Ah.
You have yourself. And we also have, of course, coming along with that, we're waiting right now on Jeff Kazee. We're waiting on Chris Anderson. And we're waiting on a few other people to confirm. We had to, because there were some European tours that were going to be ending around that time. They weren't sure if they're going to run over. So let's put it like this. The core is there, and by August, more will be revealed.
It's going to be a great time, man.
And then we have groups like Blackfinger that's going to be there. We have groups like Bubba Mac. The Bubba Mac band's going to be there. We have Throne Alive's going to be there. Rhetoric's going to be there. Who else is going to be there?
I'm sorry, yesterday. Keep Coming Back.
Keep Coming Back band's going to be there. We got all kinds of. It's an amazing lineup at this point. It's just, and it's
Mark brown. Lundholm will be the MC.
Yeah, Mark Lundholm's going to be there.
All right.
Yeah. So I think you know some of the folks anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good time had by all. So at this point, what we want to do is thank you for, of course, being a part of our show tonight. And anybody that needs any information, Right Turn Services is, of course, a great place to find out information, detailed information on how to start out somebody's recovery, or if you're a family member in need, you can go to right-turn.org. And, of course, Woody Giesman is always available to be able to speak with folks. And he's a very open, honest, loving man and a great, great human being. So, Woody, we want to thank you, of course, for being on our show tonight. Being a part in supporting Rockers in Recovery. When you know something you really didn't have to, you did. And I really, really appreciate you supporting Rockers in Recovery and being a part of our world.
John, thank you so much, and congratulations on all your success with the radio show, man.
You too, brother.
Look forward to seeing you in June, man.
I look forward to it, and I'll see you up there. And is it going to be cold? It won't be cold in June, right?
Ah, it'll be nice.
You won't have
it'll
any snow in June, right?
I promise no snow.
All right. We'll talk soon, brother. We love
you. All right, guys. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
All right. Our friend Woody Giesman, Right Turn Services, Addiction Services. And it's right-turn.org. Check them out. We're going to go out to the top of the hour break. We want to play. Of course we want to play that. That's perfect. It's a perfect play. We'll play this all the way through, and then we'll go to a break.
Get the right ones out and let the wrong ones in. Had an angel of mercy beaming through all my skin. There were times in my life when I was going insane, trying to walk through. Yeah.
Healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Free concert. Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. Featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Case himself and bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger and Celine Dion. Plus three other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Veteran. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-7000.
847-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godfellow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godfellows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must hit the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
Hey, welcome back. I'm John Hollis, and you're listening to Rockers in Recovery on a Sunday night here in South Florida. WWNN 1470, and of course we are streaming live on the WNN streamer right now. We're streaming live over at blogtalkradio.com. We should, of course, look forward to, you having us on your Facebook like. That means go to Facebook and like Rockers in Recovery. We'd love to have you like us. And at the same time, you can go to a couple of other places. You can go to rockersinrecovery.com. You can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can go to 12stepmusicfest.com. You can go to 12-Step Music Fest on Facebook. You can find what we're doing everywhere. And we look forward to having you join us, be a part of, and hang out with us. We have a lot of stuff in store. Sober Stock 2011, a celebration of recovery. TD Bank Amphitheater in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Silverstock tickets are on sale for $20 each. Two locations, Pat's Music, of course, Frankfurt and Cotman in Philadelphia, and or the Bensalem Plaza Street Road. Silverstock 2 will be better than ever this year, from what I understand. Lots of new bands. We're going to be hearing from Doug, the vice chair. He's going to be giving us a call here at around 9:30, and we're going to talk to Doug, and we're going to find out exactly what's in store this coming Saturday. And it will be this coming Saturday. It's going to start at 10 a.m. It's going to roll all the way through the day. We'll be up there broadcasting live, passing out all of our information for the 12-Step Music Fest, and also, of course, our supporters of this show, Rockers in Recovery Show. And most importantly, carrying a message through the airwaves. And it'll be coming right back here to sunny South Florida at the same time. We'll be streaming in all the different streamers. We also have coming up on May 28th, 2011. That means this year. That means in 2 weeks. From 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 450 Southwest 2nd Street in Pompano Beach, Florida, we are going to have the Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day concert along with the First Step Sober House Memorial Day picnic. And we're combining it together this year to have one hell of a fest. And we're going to hang out. It's an all-day fest. It's going to go from 1 until 7, and the music's going to start around 1:30, and it's going to end around 6:30. The bands that will be playing are Rhetoric. They will be coming aboard and hanging out that day. Throne of Lives coming in from Tampa. We have the Keep Coming Back Band. We have Johnny B and the Road Dogs. And, of course, we have Chasm Sultan and Ricky Bird being backed up by the Road Dogs. We're really, really looking forward. We're excited about the show. Lots of people. The buzz is huge. Everybody's really, really looking forward to it. I was speaking with people in Miami yesterday. They're getting ready to come up. They're going to hang out with us for the day. It's just going to be a great time, and we're looking forward to being able to hang out. Of course, Dawn Wilder. Dawn, thanks for hanging out with us tonight and being here in studio with us. Dawn Wilder is going to be there, and Dawn Wilder, if you don't know, Dawn Wilder is with, of course, No Matter What Productions and the 12-Step Music Fest. And Dawn will be, of course, doing some pre-registrations that day. She'll be giving out information on how to be a part of the 12-Step Music Fest. And, you know, hey, listen, you know, we're not a glum lot. We like to have some fun around here. And, Dawn, let's find out a little bit about Dawn Wilder. See, first of all, I've known Dawn for the last 3 years that we've been going down the Keys and working down the Keys and bringing a broadcast back up here. Where did your recovery begin for you? When did you finally say enough was enough and you started moving into a recovery situation?
In February of 2003, but, you know, it's funny because, like you said, I don't know that I was saying enough was enough. I was miserable. I was asking for help, and I was being directed to meetings and things like that, but that was not where I was looking for solutions. I had no intentions on going there, and my higher power just is relentless, and literally, my therapist handed me a meeting list. Somebody else handed me a meeting list. This is all within like 2 weeks. And then I met this really cute guy who said, "You want to go to a meeting with me?" And I was like, "Sure." I went on a date to a meeting. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. But, you know, again, like I said, God is very funny sense of humor. So I went. I did not pick up a white chip that night, though. It took about 4 more days and 4 more meetings before I really decided that you guys had something I wanted, and I still wasn't sure what it was. And I just kept coming back and didn't pick up in between, and eventually it sunk in.
That was 2003. Okay, so prior to that, you've been in the music industry for many years. And my understanding is you've done some Broadway spots. You've done some different things.
When I was much younger. Broadway was much younger.
Well,
and
listen, if you're saying much younger, that means I have to say much younger. So we're not going to talk
about
much.
We're talking well over 20 years ago.
Okay,
so.
It's still part of the history.
Absolutely.
And in my case, I'm looking at Dawn. So you can't see Dawn. Yeah, I could only say 5 years. She said 20, I'm saying 5, okay? And that's just to save my neck. In the meantime, so 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when did you get into music? What made you have, because you got a great voice. I finally, you know, really heard Dawn, because normally when you're at the 12-Step Music Fest and you're working it,
mm-hmm.
you don't really, you know, get to really sit down and listen. And I heard you sing before, and I knew you were very good, but it was amazing what I heard at Sandra's Walk for Recovery yesterday. When did that all begin for you?
As long as I can remember. My mom will tell you the same thing. I've known that I was going to be in the entertainment industry since I was, as long as I can, at three, I was hairbrush in the hand singing and puppet shows with balloons and writing scripts and putting my girlfriends in nightgowns, running around outside doing shows. And not that kind of show in nightgowns. No, we were like playing Charlie's Angels. I don't know. I wrote a script of Charlie's Angels or something like that. And, you know, no, and that's always been my thing. I'm forever and ever. And I started theater classes and voice lessons in second grade and continued, graduated high school, went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, the London British Theatre Association. Just that was always what I was going to do. And only, I have to say, I have made money in the industry for a long time, not anything that I could live off of, and that's the lifestyle of most entertainers, musicians, actors, actresses. You know, we wait tables and then we make some money doing some smaller things. But the last 8 years, literally just about 6 months before I got clean, maybe not even quite that long, but since then, for the last 8 years, I've earned my living as a singer.
Wow. Good stuff. And that's Down in the Keys.
That is.
And you can be listened to Down the Keys. Where can they find you if they're down the Keys and they want to go listen to Dawn Wilder sing?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, live at the Bowl.
At the Bowl.
On Duval Street.
And, you know, here's an interesting thing. You came from New York. Whereabouts in New York did you come from?
I grew up in New Rochelle, which I like to call the upstate Bronx. But, you know.
Well, actually, Mount Vernon's in
New York. That is interesting.
So you got to go through Mount Vernon over the hill to New Rochelle.
Yeah.
So when you grew up in this city and then you made that transformation back down here to Key West, which, you know, I hung out in Key West with you right after the Rockers in Recovery concert, and Key West is one of those places where mañana is the word of the day.
And it's funny because coming from New York, I did have a 2.5-year stint in Nashville, so that did slow me down for starters. But I was the epitome of the New York, I mean, hurry up, but, you know, somebody's sitting at the light and it before it turns. That was me, and I don't know what happened, but all I can tell you is that when people like you, my mom, people come down and you wait for 15 minutes before the waitress or waiter comes to even just say hi, and everybody is getting upset, like I'll usually just look and go, what's the problem? And everybody's like, we haven't even seen a waitress. I'm like, uh-huh. And so I've gotten used to that way of life. It's not how I do business personally, but I am so comfortable with it. I am so happy. My grandmother, I stayed with my grandmother this weekend up here in Fort Lauderdale, and she, you know, she's gotten older here. She came up here when she was down here when she was 53 or 4, and she's 80, going to be 84 now. So in 30 years, it's changed a lot. And she said she's just not the same and she's not happy. And I said, goodness, I have to tell you, I love Key West. Tonight, when I'm driving over that 18-mile stretch into the Keys vortex and I get back into that energy, you know, it's the home stretch. I'm always happy. It doesn't matter what time. It doesn't matter where. I've spent weeks in other islands and other places, and I'm very happy to be on vacation. But I'm one of those people who, when I'm coming, I used to dread going home to New York and like from a vacation. Doesn't matter where I am, when I'm coming home, I'm like, I'm going home to Key West, and it's a blessing.
I love your enthusiasm, I really do. It's cool, and you know, I feel kind of like your grandma, because I'm like over the whole city, Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale, just You know, your wife can't go out and pump gas. Your kid can't go out, you know, know who's going to be lurking around. I mean, it's just, it's scary times, man.
Yeah.
And so to live in an area like that, it's very, very cool that they're still there.
It's not that we don't have crime, and it's not that, but it is very, very different. It's not, you don't even give a second thought. I can guarantee you there's going to be no terrorism in Key West. They just were too far from the mainland. There's nothing interesting. Our federal building has like two people in it at any given time. I mean, it's just, we are just so far from reality. And yeah, we got our nonsense, you know, our crime, and we've got our, what they call the Bubba system. It's been there. It was there when I got there. It's still there. And I just do what I do.
Talking about systems. I'm really glad that we're going to talk about systems because we belong to 12-step organizations. People that listen to this show belong to 12-step organizations, and we don't care what 12-step organization you belong to. We don't care if you're clean, you're clean and sober, you're sober and clean. We don't care if you're recovering from food addictions. We don't care if you're recovering from gambling addictions. We don't care. If, you know, I don't
sex
care.
Addiction.
Sex addiction. I mean.
I think it's over 114 12-step fellowships. 200.
Over 200 12-step organizations. And as my sponsor said to me at the very beginning, John, we have a wrench to fit every nut. So you're fine. Just sit down and be quiet. So in the meantime, we just had some things come up, and I want to talk about this. First of all, there was a, as you know, and I talk recovery on this program, I do not talk about what particular fellowship I belong to. Matter of fact, there's not too many people out there, unless you know me personally, that it can tell you on air from listening to me as an on-air personality where I go to meetings. You know that I belong to a 12-step organization. Now, at the same time, some things have been brought out recently about anonymity. And how we should do away with anonymity. And then on top of that, we got some other conflicts that are going on. So let's take it piecemeal right now. First of all, the anonymity is the foundation, the spiritual foundation of our program. That, you know, the A's, whatever A it is and whatever A you fit in, get in, have that in place to be able to protect the people that want to be protected. Now, personally, if I chose to break my anonymity, which I don't choose to because I don't want to affect the particular program that I belong to, I choose not to do that. But if I chose to, that would be my personal choice to do that. Now, it's been told to me at levels of press, radio, and films not to do that, so that's part of my tradition, and I don't do it. So at the same time, when I walk out into the street, if I personally want to tell my neighbor that I'm in recovery, that's my business to tell him that. I have the right to do that. I don't have a right to tell my neighbor that you are. So when you get right down to it, to take out the principle of anonymity out of the 12-step programs would be a nightmare, an absolute nightmare, would you agree?
I would agree for sure about taking the principles of anonymity out of the 12-step fellowships, where I think that we as members get clouded in the traditions and in our understanding or misunderstanding, however you want to, is that while I can tell you that I am in a fellowship and I can tell my neighbor personally anything I want, a lot of people will consider what we're doing, sitting here right now,
mm-hmm.
breaking our anonymity, even though we're not talking about fellowships. And
well, that's why it's needs to be said that this has nothing to do with it. We're not affiliated in any way whatsoever with any particular 12-step organization.
Correct.
We are a recovery-based show like Dr. Phil.
Right. And by oddly, I don't think Dr. Phil's in recovery, but mm-hmm. but here's the thing. As somebody in recovery
mm-hmm.
who wants to abide by the traditions of the fellowship and the anonymity with respect to that, I still want to let people know that recovery, 12-step fellowships work.
Mm-hmm.
And although the 11th tradition states that, you know, our public relations policy, let's make that clear, That's the public relations policy of the 12-step fellowship, is based on attraction rather than promotion. It means that they don't go ahead and have public spokespersons. I am not a public spokesperson for a fellowship. I am telling you that I have given up alcohol and drugs, found the 12-step programs, and they have changed my life. That is not breaking my anonymity. Now, the flip side is, though, like you said, if you really, really get down to it, and I'm pretty sure that if you asked any of the World Board members of many of the different 12-step fellowships in the literature, what it talks about is breaking anonymity is saying a last name. So because you are on here as John Hollis, certainly that would be breaking your anonymity.
Correct.
But you could bring on a guest who says they're Bob B.
Correct.
And they can talk about their fellowship all they please.
And when we have on guests that are talking about, like, giving their story and talking about their recovery, we try to limit them. And here's the reality. I'm not going to sit here and say it hasn't happened. It happened tonight. My philosophy with this is that if you tell a person and it happens, I let it go. But at the same time, all I can do is say, hey, listen, please don't do that on the show. When I normally have on somebody that's coming in or a newcomer, or there's somebody that has 10 years and I want them to share their experience, strength, and hope, we don't use their last name. You know, Chris D, I don't think anybody knows what D stands for. Chris D of the First Step Sober House. I have never used Chris's last name on air in 3 years. It's Chris D. And we talk about different fellowship information. He, at times, has brought up the fellowship that he belongs to, but he isn't using his full name. So the bottom line is I don't believe that, you know, that's a situation where you're absolutely right. I believe that it comes down to what are you using, how are you using your name, and how are you affiliating your name, and are you considering yourself a spokesperson for a particular fellowship? That would be completely wrong.
So, and then the question is attraction rather than promotion, but if people don't know where the 12-step fellowships are and how to get to them, then we're doing disservice. So, for example, in the Florida Keys, I can tell you that you will find some very, very large billboards on the way down that say, do you have a drug problem? Narcotics Anonymous of the South Florida can help you. Now, is that promotion? Well, if we're not in the phone book, if the 12-step fellowships aren't made accessible, then they become too secretive. So although we shouldn't be out there, I'm not going to get up and speak on behalf of any fellowship as, hey, look at me, I'm the role model. But certainly people need to know how to get to these 12-step fellowships.
Well, I think there's some, you know, that's pretty amazing that we're going to talk about this, because there's some real junky behavior that goes on with those names too. Because, you know, you have the individual groups that are out there. You have the information of, you know, let's Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, all of that. Now, if you're looking in the phone book and you call, you know, Narcotics Anonymous in the phone book, and you get a treatment center that answers and says, you know, how can we help you? Well, how did that happen? How did that happen? Well, I call that dope-themed mentality. And, of course, you know, that's just listen, if you look at any of the N's or any of the A's and you put the symbol in before it and you put it .org behind it, you're going to find all of the information directly from their websites. And, again, these organizations have been around. Of course, the Alcoholics Anonymous program has been around for 76 years. And their 76-year Founders Day anniversary is coming up here in June. And the bottom line is that here's an organization that all of the rest of them has sprung off of. And you have so many different options out there. As an individual that has a problem, and I don't care what that problem is, you need to, in my opinion, see if there's an A that fits you. And if it does, then, you know, am I promoting by saying that? No, I'm trying to say that there's help out there if you need it.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's tons of other help. That's another thing that's happened within the fellowships quite a bit that's a little disturbing. For me, the 12-step program worked. It was where I started, and it's where I've stayed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that religion and recovery doesn't work. It doesn't mean that somebody may have the capacity to just be abstinent. God bless them. It doesn't mean that a treatment center. It means however you find yourself recovering is great. The biggest problem that I have found with treatment, and it's not about treatment. It's that treatment can only be X amount of time. Either you can only afford X amount of time, but that's what their programs are set for.
Mm-hmm.
When we're done with intervention, treatment, any of the things that are suggested, then where do we find like-minded people? Where can I find somebody who understands
Absolutely.
What I'm going through clean? Plenty of days where, you know, 8 years that I've been clean, that something comes up that another person in a 12-step fellowship understands that somebody else doesn't. No different than somebody, I'm not a religious person, but I believe that there's a thing that's saying people of similar yokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people. That's why people go to church, so that they can relate to each other. It's why people, the Jewish people, stay together. It's about understanding we have a culture. And part of our culture we may no longer be active in, but there's still behaviors. There's still things that we need to connect with other people who can say, yeah, sometimes I feel like that. I went through that, and I did it this way. I need that support. I need those people to help me. And, you know, that's why I continue to go.
I'm glad that, you know, we're talking about this aspect, because in the literature, in the 12-step literature, it states that they don't have a market cornered on anything. They don't have a market cornered. You know, if this doesn't work, there's other things out there, you know, that, you know, they don't even have outside opinions on outside issues like doctors. They don't have opinions on outside issues like if you have problems other than alcohol, they're going to tell you to go see a doctor, go see a psychiatrist, go see a therapist. They even state that, you know, there's a good possibility that defogging period might be needed, detox.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things. So when you start to look at some of the things that go on inside of the fellowships, like people saying, listen, you shouldn't be on medication, you shouldn't be on
outside
antidepressants.
Issue. Outside issue.
You shouldn't be, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now you have the other thing. Now you have the lovely experience of hate bashing.
Mm.
Now you have the 12-step organizations that are pitting off with each other, saying, well, you know something? We don't say clean and sober. We don't talk about this or that. We don't say this. We don't say that. And, you know, I've heard some outrageous things like, you know, the slander of other programs from the pulpit and or from the, you know, from the stage, so to speak, from the speaker's podium. And, I mean, that's ugly stuff. Where does that, you know, where does that fit in, folks, with our tolerance, love, patience, tolerance, love for all? Where does that fit in?
Well, and you know, we've made speakers, circuit speakers. We've actually made famous people within our little niches. So, you know, oh, everybody wants to hear this message or that person or. And in a sense, we've got stars in our fellowships, which is totally against what we are. But what I want to say, sometimes, you know, I get very, very confused sometimes. And so here's John and I sitting, 12-step fellowship saved my life. I know John would say the same, as would, you know, millions of people would say this. And what I always want to get back to whenever we talk about these things to make sure that if you're new and you're listening to this, that this doesn't make you run. You know what? It doesn't matter where you are. There's controversy and conflict between people, between organizations. And it's always going to be. But the fellowship itself, all of the 12-step programs work. People get in our own way and make up things and change things. But don't let anything that you hear, be it on radio or TV, if you didn't hear something that even you didn't like in the first meeting you went to, keep coming back. Just don't give up on the fact that there is a chance to recover from the horrors of addiction and alcoholism, whatever your drug of choice is. Please don't give up on finding help, no matter what you hear, negative or positive, about our fellowships, about other things. Never give up on trying to find a solution for what is a horrible problem.
And well said. And I want to, real quick, we're going to go to the phones. I have Doug that is with us from Sober Stock 2011, Celebration of Recovery. Doug, how you doing tonight, brother?
Good, John. How are you? Thank you.
Good, man. Good. I understand that you guys are sweating and ready to go. I understand that.
We're ready.
You're ready? All right, cool.
Yep.
Well, what's on the agenda? Tell us how the day is going to unfold for the Sober Stock 2011. Of course, if you haven't heard, we've been talking about it all night. It's TB Bank Amphitheater in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. Sober Stock 2011, a celebration of recovery. And you can actually go on Facebook, too, and find them there. What I'd like to do is find out how it's going to work out through the day. What's the band? What times it start? What times it end? Give me the whole detail.
Okay. It starts at 9 a.m. in the morning. We're going to have opening ceremonies, probably like still around 9:30.
Okay.
Then we have two church choirs coming on. They'll be about a half hour each. And then we're going to go into our lineup, of course. You have Rainy Day Fools coming on at 10:30. You have Grand Nationals coming on at 11 o'clock. You have Broken Down Gloria coming on 11:45. You have Graham coming on from 11:45 to 12. You have Krista Parrish coming on from 12 to 12:45 to around 1:15. We have Rainy Day Fools. These are all bands in recovery, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
From 1:15 to around 2, we have Stolen Roads. Then another band called Damn Mad. Paintbox, they come on after. And then Broken Down, Black and Blue, they come on.
Mm-hmm.
KDH, they come on from 4:45 to 5:30. And then Ryan Tennis, who's pretty popular in the Philadelphia area, he comes on from 5:15 to 6:15. And then our headliner, Atlas Appetite, they come on around 6:15, 6:30, and they'll be playing for about an hour and a half.
They got one heck of a lineup and a lot of music all day long.
People are going to be very, very impressed this year with this year's talent. I mean, like I said, all the bands are in recovery. You know what I mean? These guys have worked hard, and we listened to each one of them prior to in the planning stages of putting this all together, and people are going to be very impressed with the total lineup, and it's going to be a phenomenal event. We have 20 crafters, vendors that are going to also be there. We have a big, huge tent where we're going to have all of our vendors. These are also people in recovery showing their crafts and their talents and their artwork. And we're going to have two large food vendors, so there'll be plenty of food and water and soda and coffee and all that.
It sounds like an interesting day, Doug. And let me ask you to give the history on this. What is this? How many have you done so far?
We did the first Sober Stock last year. It was our first one.
Mm-hmm.
And that more or less was an introduction to, you know, what we wanted to do and just show the area, you know, what the event is about and what we're about and, you know, our main objective to this whole event is to be able to help a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And with last year's Sober Stock, we were able to place 17 people into drug and alcohol treatment programs right here in the state of Pennsylvania. And that is our goal for this year. We're working really, really hard to quadruple that amount.
Hmm.
We know it can happen. There's a lot of people that are in need of treatment, and we just want to be able to, to help out in that way. We want to just be able to give to people what was freely given to us. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in recovery myself, and it was given to me. You know what I mean? And I grabbed onto it, and I took hold of it, and I ran with it. You know what I mean? And my life has become unbelievably great. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
It's really been a nice experience. So, I had said to Marty, who's the president of Had to Save a Life, I said, Marty, I want to do Sober Stock. This was last year, and she said, Doug, go ahead, do what you have to do, and we put it all together. We did the first one, and we said this year we're going to do it again, and we're ready. You know, we're ready. It took a year to put this whole event together for this year, and we're ready. You know what I mean? People will be very, very impressed with the whole show from start to finish.
You know something, it's an amazing thing to watch these things unfold. I have in studio with me tonight, we have Dawn Wilder, who is the head of No Matter What Productions, which is the actual producer of the 12-Step Music Fest for last 4 years. And the 12-Step Music Fest is down the Keys, you know, a lot like yourself, doing music fests, and hers is 4 days long, actually. It goes from, you know, every year it's four days in Florida Keys. When you guys put these things together, this isn't an overnight thing. You know, everybody thinks, oh, okay, well, they just called everybody last week and they're getting together this week. You know, it just doesn't work that way. This is an undertaking that you really take serious, and you might have a month off in between gigs, but you're back at it again. I mean, within a month of you finishing your gig, you're back at it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, we're already getting calls for next year's talent. You know what I mean? Like, you know?
Yeah, I tell them, can you wait till 1 month after the show, and then you can start back. But I lose it all if they send it to me now. It's too much, you know.
Trying to keep up with it.
Yeah.
All.
Once I'm booked, you got to wait till afterwards. Otherwise, I do have a file, but I'll just forget it.
And do you find, Doug, at this point, because this is your second one, and I'm sure, you know, it's like when, you know, we did our first Rockers in Recovery concert, and we're doing a series this year, but, you know, when we did our first one, it was like, you know, we felt around in the dark a little bit to get our bearings. I'm sure your first one was the same way, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, every aspect of the event, I mean, you know, we really, really had to take a look at it, and you know, because now you know, we had to get permits and licensing and insurances and stuff, and you really have to dot the I's and cross the T's with all of that. And like I said, it was our first one, and it took off, and we just did the same thing that we did last year. We just brought different talent in this year, and you know what? The bottom line is this: it's from this point on, it's really, really in God's hands at this point.
I love it. Me and Dawn were just talking about that 2 weeks ago. That, you know, even when you're going through the process, you do the best you can, but it's always the end result is always in God's hands.
Exactly. You know, and I feel that, you know, but, you know, by doing that and allowing God to run the show, just things just turn out way better.
Well, here you go, folks. If you're tuned in tonight and you're anywhere in the Northeast, and I'm talking New Jersey, I'm talking Pennsylvania, I'm talking New York, Connecticut, even as far as Ohio, it's not that far. Come on now. I mean, I went some pretty crazy places to get my drugs, and I went a whole long distance to get them. Soberstock 2011, a celebration of recovery, TD Bank Center Amphitheater in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Soberstock tickets are on sale for $20 each. They can be picked up at Pat's Music, and they can also be picked up at the Bensalem Plaza Street Road. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and let me ask you a question. Is there anywhere online somebody can buy tickets?
Actually, not at this point. You know, we had to, you know, we had to cater to some of the vendors that we have involved with this. And at this, you know, at this point, you know, we're just asking, you know, that they can, you know, if they can get their tickets at Pat's Music, and of course they can call me and I can get them tickets too. You know, it's not a problem.
Okay. Or they can call Pat's Music and get them through
exactly.
There too. Okay. All right, very good. And what is a number they can reach you at if they wanted to call, or is there a website that they can go to? There is a website.
There's a website that they can go to. They can go to www.howtosavealifefoundation, all one word, .org,
mm-hmm.
And they can just link on there, and that'll, you know, get them to where they need to be. Or they can call me direct. My number is 267-718-4702, and I'd be glad to help them out in any way I can.
Sounds great. In the meantime, we are going to start posting this all week long, and we'll get people directed in your area. We've been posting it up on Facebook. We've done a couple of posts up on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're going to put up the banner this week on rockersandrecovery.com, and we will be announcing it on the new radio station that we have online now, too, the Rockers and Recovery radio station, which is located at rockersandrecovery.com. We'll start announcing it there, too. And we will be up there next week, and we will be broadcasting live. And, of course, we want to make sure that when we get there, we get to have some fun with you, Doug, and get to have some fun with all the artists and make sure that everybody gets interviewed, and we get to carry a message of hope with you guys.
Thank you so much. It's going to be great having everybody come up.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And in the meantime, is there anything that you would like to talk about? Because I know this is a benefit, and I wanted to also talk about that. This does benefit somebody also, correct?
This benefits Edison Alive Foundation. What we do is, after our expenses, we take all the proceeds that's left, okay? Mm-hmm. And all the proceeds go to helping people get into drug and alcohol treatment programs right here in Bucks County and Pennsylvania. And that's our whole goal for this entire event. You know what I mean? We have no staff. The entire event is all volunteer, all the way from myself, all the way down to the person who picks up the cigarette butts after the event. And it just works out great. Everybody, we didn't even have to ask for volunteers this year. People just came up and said, hey, I want to be a part of it. I want to be able to help out. How can we help out? And it's really going to be a neat experience for everybody.
Well, you know something, Doug, we really appreciate you spending some quality time with us tonight on Rockers and Recovery Radio out of South Florida. We're streaming live all over the place, and we will look forward to seeing you up there next weekend. And, of course, if you get a chance, you can come down the following weekend. You can follow me back down and come hang out at our concert on the 28th. So this is going to be a fun-filled couple of weeks, folks, here in South Florida. Come up to Philly with us, then come on back down and hang out at the next concert. We got a lot of stuff going on. Doug, thank you for calling in, and we look forward to meeting you this week for sure.
Thank you so much.
No problem. All right, folks, listen, we got to take a break, and it is 9:44, and we are going to go out to our break. We're going to play a little bit of Ricky. We ain't heard from Ricky tonight. You know, we need to play some Ricky.
The things I did to just not feel the pain, like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. Could it be God? Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning.
Free concert. Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Case himself and bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger and Celine Dion. Plus, three other great bands, Johnny D and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773. Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Jason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773. Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard Water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard Water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard Water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Chang.
P.F.
P.F. Chang is all around. The essence.
Free commercial.
It can smell a lot worse in here, you know, especially with the Haitian cooking sometimes.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Gretch. Yes. Let me tell you, I'm hungry now. I just sat here and said to myself, I think I'm hungry.
I'm not feeding you.
Oh, she'll feed Blake, but she won't feed me. Nice. Blake behind the glass got offered a spoonful of food by Dawn Wilder. But Mr. Hollis don't get nothing. Nice.
Blake, is your girlfriend listening right now?
No girlfriend.
Oh. No.
Ba-boom.
Nice, I think. Hey, listen, I think you just, you might be coming down to, I think you just replaced Chris down the down at the 12-Step Music Fest.
Hey, I'll get out of the keys.
what Trish just say? That's funny.
He's getting to the pole rank.
I'm pulling right. That's beautiful. Well, listen, here's some good news, folks. If you're listening tonight, you're listening because you either A, are in recovery and you like to do recovery things, or B, you stumbled upon us on WNN 1470 AM and you said, what's the deal with this?
Or you're my grandma.
Or you're, hi, grandma. And you stumbled upon us, and you're saying to yourself at this present time, what is the deal with this show? Okay, well, here's the deal. If you think you might have, or maybe you could have, or maybe, just maybe, you know, it could be an issue with substance abuse, then there are some things that you can do. There are some ways that you can get help. If you happen to be a family member and you think they might have or they could have or maybe they're showing signs of or you're not sure, but, you know, the furniture is disappearing, the microwave went out the door and, you know, certain situations are taking place or even worse yet, you know, you're just not communicating anymore. You're walking in the door and the person's laying on the couch and they just don't communicate anymore and they're, you know, in their cups all the time. That means drunk or using. And you're in that situation, there's some help. And how do you get that help? Well, there's lots of ways to get that help. And you can go to any type of 12-step organization like AA or NA or any of those organizations.
And we always forget, we leave it out, and I think it's real important to say, or Al-Anon.
Absolutely, Al-Anon or an Alateen and all of
for families.
Yep, all of the rest of the folks that are out there that need help from living with us. There are programs for those folks also, and that's Al-Anon and Alateen and Naranon. Yeah, and all the rest of the family-based programs. You can check it out just by putting in, Al-Anon or Alateen into your Google search, and that information will come up. You can also go to any of the A's.org. You can go to NA.org, AA.org, all of the rest of them. These are 12-step organizations that can help you. There's also some Christian-based things that you need to know about, too. Celebrate Recovery is one of them, and there's some other places out there that definitely help you out. There's also different Jewish organizations that will help you out also if you are having addiction issues, and they're all right there at the touch of a button on your computer. If you don't have a computer, and let's say you're homeless or you're on the streets and somebody tells you about this, well, they have to get a number to tell you. I'm going to give it to you. It's a toll-free number that you can give to somebody that might need assistance or maybe you need to talk. It's 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. You can also, if you're in jail tonight, if you're sitting in one of the jails, which I got to get you that letter, one of the things that I would like you to do tonight is write this number down. If you are in need of help and you want to give us a call, you can call us collect. I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 954-946-4313. Again, that number is 954-946-4313. Give us a call, collect, and we will help you out. Now, I'm going to make a little statement here. If you're calling for a commissary or you're calling for a three-way, it's not going to happen. If you are calling because you want help, that's great. But if you're calling for anything other than that, isn't going to happen. I've been there on the rack from smoking way too much crack. Understand the understandable. When you're getting ready to go in front of that judge, you're getting ready to have those things take place in your life, you need help, you want to find a new way out, you give us a call, 954-946-4313. Call us collect. We will accept the charges from any correctional facility, anytime, anywhere. And we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Will Grayson's coming up next, Angels Side by Side Radio, part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, like we are. and also followed by The Monty Man, Take 12 Radio from 11 to 12 tonight. Check us all out at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Check out Rockers in Recovery at rockersinrecovery.com. And, of course, you can check out all of the information that you'd ever want to know right there at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Everything's there, and it'll direct you to the different places. We want to thank Dawn Wilder for being on with us tonight. Thank you, Dawn.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Yep. She did that with a mouthful of Chinese. Now, at the same time, that's pretty good, bro. That's pretty good. You like that? You like that? And, of course, we have Chris Anderson, who is on with us. Chris Anderson, of course, is the lead trumpet player from Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. He's been with them for over 14 years. He was on with us. We had Kazem Sultan of Todd Rundgren on with us tonight. We want to thank, of course, all of those folks, along with our friend Woody Eastman from the Del Fuegos. We also want to take this time to thank our guest that called in from Philadelphia, from Ben Salem, that is having the Sober Stock 2011 Celebration of Recovery. I want to thank all you folks for being our guests on our show tonight. Remember, if you are above dirt, there is hope. If there is breath, there is hope. Most importantly, this: join us anytime, anywhere, at any one of our events to understand that you can have fun in recovery, but most importantly, we can educate the community on some of the things that can take place to make your life a better life if you're using or you're the family member of somebody that uses. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll look forward to hearing from you then and talking to you then. Great night.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain.
The preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited.
Yeah, the door is always open.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kazem Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. God Pillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. God Pillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit God Pillow on the World Wide Web at GodPillow.com. Free concert. Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. Featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Case himself and bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger and Celine Dion. Plus three other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Angels Side by Side. My name is Will Grayson. I am the host of Angels Side by Side. Angels Side by Side is part of the Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network. Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network can be heard live 18 hours a week on WWNN 1470 AM and on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. Tonight our guest will be a lovely, lovely lady from the New York area. She's going to be calling in, and she is a power to be reckoned with, or force to be reckoned with, in recovery. She's going to call in. Her name is Nadine L. We'll be chatting with her in a few moments. But before we kind of move forward and go to the phones, and we'll be going to the phones after the break, of course, I just want to bring you up to speed on kind of what's going on with recovery and some of the 12-step stuff that's going on around. And this area, which is the Gold Coast area or the South Florida region area, they have picnics and they have a few meetings. They'll be meeting this week. They have a convention coming up next week. We have Rockers in Recovery coming up. So there's no way in the world you could be bored, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you think that recovery may be boring. We got all kinds of tons of things going on, and, you know, it's just no time to give up any, chalk anything up to boredom. You know, when I think of boredom, I think of me and nothing outside of me. When I'm bored, it's because I'm bored. I'm bored with me. But there's a lot of things happening in the recovery community. Anyway, this week was a kind of a telling week, if I may say so, and to say the least. A friend of mine, and I may have talked about it Monday night, I don't really recall. I think I talked about him being on life support or something like that, and they took him off life support, and, you know, he passed away, and I just want to send a couple of prayers out. If you're out there, send a couple of prayers out for Pawn Shop Richie. That's what we used to call him, Pawn Shop Richie. He was a pillow in the community and in recovery as a whole. I know a couple of years back I had to go sit for an exemption for the state, and he was one of my character witnesses. 25 years on this path of healing, and one bad decision, took him to that great meeting in the sky. So I just want to recognize him, and he deserves those kudos because he's done a lot in the recovery community as well as in the community, the worldwide community, because he was known throughout this country, actually, East Coast, California. Everybody kind of knew or still do know Pawn Shop Richie. So Pawn Shop, that's for you. And God bless your family. I know your family's going through some stuff right now. And God bless every of your kids, of course. I know a couple of your kids. And I know your niece is graduating college. And we're just there for you if you need any assistance. And any of you guys happen to be listening to this show tonight, just know that Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Rockers in Recovery, and definitely Angels Side by Side will support you guys. Just give us a call. I know that I would be there, and I know John, too. John is a guy that jumps in the trenches, and whatever is a signal that goes up or a smoke signal, we show up to lend a hand and to help you move forward in recovery on this healing path. Anyway, let's talk about something that I'm real hyped about, and that's our guest for tonight. I've been knowing her for a long, long time, and I got to tell you, throughout her life, she was a karate master, and she was a woman that she still is a woman that is proudly represents, is represented throughout her sponsees that she has given this precious gift to. And I know she loves this way of life. I know her husband, you know, Willie, if you're out there, I'm sending out kudos to you. Also, a grateful, gracious, respectful man. And it's just amazing. The people that you run across in your life. Next week on the show, if I may jump a little bit ahead of myself before I forget, we're going to have Paul Frugio on. We're going to have Paul Frugio on. He's going to come on in studio, and he is a video, movie, documentary producer of music and all kinds of stuff. But he'll be in-house to chat with us. Week after that, we're going to have our boys back from New York. We're going to have Mr. Lupo in and his boy Stu for the next couple of weeks. They'll be in here again, and Daryl Strawberry, he'll be in. So we got a good lineup for the next month or two. I got some folks coming in. A doctor who happens to be an addictionologist is going to chat with us, and we're going to talk about the clinical aspects and the physical aspects and the biological aspects of the disease or components, however you want to word it. So I'm very excited, and I hope you are too. So we're going to be giving you some information, and we're going to be giving you the gift of recovery, and it's going to be a real exciting time. So stay tuned to us. Don't forget Monday nights we're here and Thursday nights from 10 to 11. Before we move on into the show, I have to do my ritual and my kudos to thank Mr. John Hollis for allowing me to come in here and sit down and carry this message. That's a blessing. So we thank you, Big John, for allowing me to sit in the big chair tonight and do what we do. And I think next week is the 28th. I can't wait for the concert. I will be there up front. I went to this here place, Sunday, and, you know, we all go to different places, and I'm not endorsing anything, don't get me wrong, but I go to a place of worship just like everybody else. It's a threefold disease, it's mind, body, and spirit. And I happened to run into this girl, and her name was Kalia from South Africa. She's an artist. And I said I would give her a shout-out, so I'm giving you a shout-out around the world, Kalia. Leah, actually, not Kalia, Leah. And she is one that walks